Teaching small groups. My name's Mary Dean, and this session is divided into four main parts. Following the introduction, there'll be a section on your experience of working in groups. Part one is a model for supporting student group work. Part two is preparing for effective student group work. Part three is methods. And part four is practice to put you in the picture. The aim of this session is to support your teaching in small groups. We will explore strategies for facilitating successful student group work. Theories on how to foster collaboration suggest that the secrets to success include 1. Encouraging your students to explore how they work in a group. 2. Helping your students to improve how they work in a group by knowing their strengths and weaknesses. 3. Being clear about your main aim for group work. 4. Being clear about the procedures for group work. A gathering of people is a group, and success is fostered when members are collectively conscious of their existence as a group. Success also comes when members believe the group satisfies their needs. When individuals share aims and are interdependent, they are likely to join in group activities and want to remain with the group. A major benefit of group teaching is that students are required to be proactive. Discussion in small groups can or should give students the chance to monitor their own learning and thus gain a degree of self-direction and independence in their studies. And this is in a really interesting little paper by Jake called Teaching in Small Groups. Group teaching can prepare students for collaborative working in their future professions. In addition to involving and engaging students, group teaching in which students collaborate to solve problems can be more efficient than lecture formats. Some examples of group teaching situations: brainstorming, peer tutoring, problem-based tutorial, role play, practicals, seminars, field work, group projects, online discussions. Now please find a partner, and together please identify three benefits of learning in a small group. And as you're preparing, contrast this approach with learning independently or large group teaching such as lecturing. You will be asked to share your ideas with the rest of the group. In addition to your own ideas, here are some advantages of group teaching. Students can take risks. Shy students may get more involved. Students get immediate peer and tutor feedback. There is a leveling of relationships and informality. Now, with a partner, please decide, in your experience, what are the problems associated with learning in groups? These may include issues of diversity, engagement, collaboration, time management, and communication. And in particular, you might want to reflect on the challenges of involving international students, mixing with domestic students, supporting students with dyslexia, and other issues which require you to plan for teaching in groups. You'll be asked to share your ideas with the rest of the group. In addition to your thoughts, here are some disadvantages of teaching groups. Freeloading, generally represented by a number of students staying silent and seeming unengaged, whilst others seem to be doing all the work. Distraction from the task, characterised by students being able to sidetrack the tutor by engaging him or her in discussion about non-relevant material. Lecturer insecurity, a lack of guidance on group work. Now, please find a different partner, preferably someone you don't yet know. You have 1 minute. describe to your partner the most effective group you have been part of. This may be an example from work, leisure, or another context. You'll be asked to share your ideas with the rest of the group. Part 1. A model for supporting student group work. The following model is presented here for you to critique and build upon in your own teaching. It is just one example of the preparatory work you can do with your students to enhance their effectiveness in collaborating to meet your learning outcomes. It was developed by Belbin, 1981, and has been influential in commercial contexts. Please consider how you might develop and adapt Belbin's ideas for your own discipline, students, and assessment tasks. Belbin argues that there are 9 main roles in an effective group, although some of these are more vital than others. Plant, resource investigator, coordinator, shaper, monitor evaluator, team worker, implementer, completer finisher, specialist. First, I'd like you to think about each of these roles and to generate a short description and to have a guess if you're not familiar with this term in this context. Here are Belbin's definitions. Please consider the pros and cons of each role. Plant is an innovator, a planter of ideas which grow as other people collaborate to develop them, often a free thinker, but not concerned with detail. Resource investigator gives enthusiasm at the start of a project, is focused outside the team in the world, an appropriator of ideas from the plant, a maker of possibilities, and networker. But tends to lose momentum towards the end of a project and forgets small details. Coordinator, chairperson, good at stepping back to see the big picture, stable, mature, recognizes abilities in others, good at delegating to the right person, clarifies decisions to help everyone focus, but can be perceived as manipulative and just delegating rather than contributing. Shaper. Task-focused, pursuing objectives with vigour, driven by nervous energy and the need to achieve. Winning is crucial, will shape others into achieving the aims of the team, will challenge and disagree, even be aggressive, to pursue a goal. Monitor evaluator. Fair and logical observer and judge of what is going on in the team. Good at detaching him or herself from bias, so sees options with clarity and impartiality. Takes a broad view when problem solving by moving slowly and analytically and comes to the right decision, but can be critical and may find it hard to inspire self or others to be passionate about work. Team worker. Keeps the team running smoothly. Good listener and diplomat. Promoting understanding. But this role is low profile and can go unnoticed or unappreciated, owing to an unwillingness to take sides. May not be able to take decisive action, when needed. Implementer. Takes others' ideas and turns them into positive action. Efficient and self-disciplined, always delivers on time, motivated by loyalty to team, but may seem close-minded and inflexible because finds it hard to deviate from own well-made plans, especially if deviation compromises efficiency or established practice. Completer finisher, a perfectionist who checks and double-checks, a strong sense of the need for accuracy, sets own high standards, but may frustrate others by worrying about minor details and refusing to delegate tasks, which seems to imply a lack of trust. specialist, passionate about learning in his or her own field, a fountain of knowledge, enjoys imparting this to others, strives to improve own expertise, willing to find out about gaps in knowledge, brings a high level of concentration and skills, but often only interested in own specialism, not other issues. Part 2, preparing for effective student group work. Group work is designed to promote the exchange of ideas, to help you explore how to foster an environment in which all your students are confident and contributing. You will now take part in a group task. We will test the group roles Belbin outlines and critique their value to develop our own ways of preparing students for effective group work. First, you can look through these slides at your own pace to consider the wider context of establishing effective group work. Now, please form a small group, about 4 people, and allocate one of the Belbin team roles to each person. If you have a larger group than 4, choose other Belbin roles. You should have a plant, a coordinator, a monitor evaluator, and at least one team worker. Jot down the main characteristics of the Belbin team role you have been allocated, and try to adopt these tendencies for this exercise. Ask your coordinator his or her teaching specialism, and imagine you are all working in this area within your group at Brooks. Ask your coordinator to describe a teaching scenario where groups are formed. For example, discussion of a problem, discussion of a journal article, collaboration to answer a question, a group assignment. Design a 40-minute group activity that fosters students' collaboration and engagement. And please think about issues of diversity, including students who are not native speakers, accommodating and supporting students who have dyslexia or other learning issues. Prepare to present this lesson plan to the rest of the group. Here are some final tips. Ensure that group members have an agreed set of ground rules. For example, not talking at the same time as another group member. Ensure that students are clear about the tasks to be carried out. Your behaviour is key. When you present a question, don't answer it yourself or try to reformulate it. Count to 10 silently before speaking again. Look round the group both when you are speaking and when a student is speaking. Students will recognise that they are addressing the group rather than just you. It will allow you to pick up cues from those who want to speak but are either a bit slow or inhibited. Effective groups contain a balanced range of members whose strengths complement each other. Members will take time to form a group ethos. Members will need to be clear about their own role and that of others.